The census, the national population count that happens every 10 years, is almost here, and with it potentially a whole new understanding of who and what we are in the United States. The census will determine the number of congressional seats, electoral college votes, as well as how roughly $880 billion in federal spending is divided up each year. To help break all of this down, we have with us NPR census expert Hansi Lo Wang. Hi, Hansi. How are you?
Hi, Tanya. I'm doing well.
Hansi, okay, we're less than 5 months away until most households can start filling out a census form. It's a big job that's expected to generate 500,000 jobs. But there's also worry that the census isn't going to get those jobs filled. What exactly is going on?
Well, the Census Bureau has a very short window. 500,000 workers need to be trained and ready to work essentially by next April. These are door knockers who are going to visit households that don't respond to the census themselves. It's at a time of very low unemployment. Fewer people are looking for jobs. And I've also uncovered delays in processing background checks for early rounds of census workers. Mm. The Census Bureau says it doesn't expect those delays to be a problem next year, but the stakes are very high. If there are any delays in getting these 500,000 workers on board ready, some households might not get counted. These households that don't respond to the census themselves, and these are households likely to be disproportionately from communities of color.
I'm curious, has the census ever dealt with something like this before during previous census counts?
Well, this is always a massive challenge. This is the largest mobilization of the federal government outside of wartime every time we do a census, once every 10 years. This time around, there's a great concern that this could be an especially hard challenge for the Bureau.
Okay. So the census got a lot of attention over the summer because the Trump administration attempted to include a citizenship question. Even though the inclusion of that question was struck down by the courts, we learned the administration is moving forward with trying to compile government records on citizenship, which includes driver's license records. What exactly is going on there?
The Census Bureau is asking states to voluntarily share driver's license records. They're mainly interested in the citizenship information in those records. No states have agreed to share that information so far. The Bureau is also going to try to rely on records from the Department of Homeland Security, State Department, and other federal agencies. The administration originally said they want this data in order to better protect the voting rights of racial and language minorities. But after the courts blocked the citizenship question, President Trump said he now wants this information so that after the 2020 census, states have the option to use this information when they're redrawing voting districts so that they can draw voting districts in a way that's based on the number of citizens old enough to vote rather than the number of all residents living in a given area. It's not clear if that's a legal way of redistricting, but what we do know is that a prominent GOP strategist, Thomas Hoffler, before he died, concluded that it would give a political advantage to Republicans and non-Hispanic white people.
Oh, wow. So what are you keeping an eye out for as we move through and get closer to this count?
Well, you know, this is going to be the first U.S. Census to allow all households to respond online. It's also going to be the first U.S. Census to take place since the rise of social media. It's going to be happening in the middle of the presidential primary season. And the big question is, will any foreign actors try to influence the census results? So there's going to be a lot to watch out for. And again, a lot is at stake. It's about money. It's about power.
Money and power. That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang. Thank you so much for this update.
You're welcome.